Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go.
Fighters, one of the quickest ways that we can get this show heard by more contractors is with reviews. If I have one ask for you today, it would be for you to leave us a review in your podcast app of choice. I know it's kind of a pain to do, but these reviews mean so much and really help us get more ears on the show and get more contractors on board with our mission to bring respect and dignity back to the trades. Here's what Anthony had to say about the show. This podcast is a goldmine. I can't think of anyone more dedicated to improving the lives of contractors than Tom Reber and his fight team. Day in and day out, these guys bring valuable content to help me grow my business. Because of the things that I've implemented after learning them here, I went from zero in sales to over 1.3 million in a matter of months. This isn't a silver bullet, though. If you want success, you have to implement. I appreciate Tom's tough love and his energy for helping guys and gals like me. Thanks, Tom, for everything you do and the guy you are. Anthony, thanks so much for taking the time to leave that review. We super appreciate it.
Fighters, today as we kick the week off, I want to remind you to walk into the punch. Whatever that thing is that you know you need to do, that conversation that you need to have, the apology you need to make, do it now. Embrace discomfort. Embrace discomfort. You have to work with me on this one. So listen, I want to tell you something here. I want to tell you guys a quick story about success being inconvenient. See, a lot of people think, hey, I'm going to make some macro decision to be successful, to get in shape or something, or make more money. That's the macro decision. Like, we're coming up on the time of year where it's New Year's resolutions. A bunch of macro decisions are going to be made. And I'm going to explain that more here in a minute. But listen, success doesn't care if you're tired. It doesn't care. It doesn't give a crap that you didn't sleep well last night or if your kid is sick. The success you want is on the other side of inconvenience and discomfort. So, all right, so making a macro decision to be successful at anything is a great start. And the majority of the world makes those macro decisions on January 1st. Yet only about 10% of those people see those through because they fail to win the micro decision moments. It's really that simple. And listen, it's understandable why so many people fucking tap out, you guys, because those moments are rarely convenient. They're not comfortable. You know, the other day, I want to tell you a quick story here. I won one of those inconvenient moments. Now, as I tell this story, there's a part of me that doesn't want to share it because I sound like a little bitch, okay? But the reason I'm sharing it is I think it's a pretty common type thing, and it seems like it's so basic and simple, and it's almost ridiculous, okay? So here's the thing. Guys, I have some fitness goals that are pretty aggressive. My wife, the queen, she is a Pilates freak. And she goes like twice a day. All right. So, and I go a couple times a week with her to a class where you use like these TRX straps and you do a ton of core work and stuff. It's great for my mobility. And so I go and it's kind of like a date for us a couple times a week during the day. Well, listen, the other day was inconvenient. It was on my calendar. I planned for it. The macro decision was made. But in the moment, it was a pain in the ass to make it happen due to other things that were just hijacking my morning. And felt like everything was trying to derail my best intentions to honor the commitment I made to go to the gym. And so I was tempted not to go. I was tempted to tap out and go, I got too much shit to do. And I'm like, you know, this is one of those moments, man. Like, this is literally one of those moments. And I couldn't let the urgent BS hijackers, little bullshit time terrorists or whatever the hell you want to call it, derail me from my main goal of taking care of myself. And so we hop in the car, she's driving, it's about a 10 minute drive, and I complain the whole fucking way. I was crabby about going because I had other things that needed my attention. I had a terrible attitude about it all the way up until about 2 minutes into the class, all right? And guys, the point of me telling this is that the decision and action required of me in the moment didn't care about my attitude. The goals I have don't care about how I feel. Now, the ride to the gym would have been a lot better had I been happy and had a great attitude and sunshine and rainbows and all that other shit. All right. And the car ride would have been a lot better all around with my wife. All right. As we made the 10-minute drive, I even said to her, I look over, like I'm pissed at everything. And I go, I know I'm being a little bitch about this. And I know on the other side of this, I'll be glad that I went. I know I'll have to give my all in this class. This is just the worst possible time of the day to have this fucking class. And her reply was, yeah, okay. Don't be a dick when you get there. This is my church. All right. So guys, it's embarrassing and funny to think about that moment now. And I even said to her, I'm like, this is even one of those moments that I tell people they need to win. All right. Now, guys, not all micro decisions are made with this much drama. All right. I'm just a passionate and emotional person, and sometimes it punches me in the face. All right. The easy thing the other day would have been to skip the class. All right. And work out later. But remember, success is not achieved on my terms. It takes what it takes. There's always going to be something that messes with our plans. There's always going to be something that makes taking the actions required of us inconvenient. So listen, as we get out of here today, discomfort is your ally. If you're looking for someone to do something of any significance, if you want to do something great, you need to embrace discomfort. The elites in anything understand that discomfort generates growth and power. It's a fucking crucible for your character. Guys, I hope I made the point here today. So whatever you got to do, attack it, get uncomfortable, look for the uncomfortable shit. And when the uncomfortable, inconvenient stuff pops up, I don't care if you have a good attitude or a bad attitude, just win the fucking moment. I'm out. Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right. Don't let anyone, anything get in your way, and don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at RealTomReber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.